It's been 5 years, and President Trump still seems very focused on the 2020 election and claiming it was fraudulent. Where does this go from here?
I mean, looking forward, Trump and people in his circle are using their claims about election fraud as justification for all sorts of federal election policies that, frankly, would have been unheard of under many other Republican presidents, considering how ardently that party has fought for states to have control over their elections, not the federal government. We've seen the Justice Department make unprecedented requests for election data, as well as to investigate local voting machines. And the president has tried to enact change with executive orders, with an executive order in March that mostly at this point has been blocked by the courts. But I should note that today's pardon does seem to indicate that the president is still taking cues from the, you know, fraud-focused, the election denial wing of the Republican Party. For instance, Cleta Mitchell, who's a Republican attorney who's built a sort of grassroots network of election integrity groups across the country, she'd been posting on X a bunch recently, explicitly asking for these pardons. And this morning, she called the news in answer to those prayers.
Has the White House said anything about these pardons yet?
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt has confirmed the pardons in a statement to NPR. She said, "These great Americans were persecuted and put through hell by the Biden administration for challenging an election, which is the cornerstone of democracy," end quote. I should note that no one in the administration in the 5 years since this election has provided proof that the election was actually tainted by widespread fraud, and numerous audits and investigations have confirmed the results of the 2020 election.
Right, of course. NPR's Miles Parks. Thank you, Miles.
Thanks, Layla.